Welcome to the Queer Voices podcast, hosted by yours truly, Larissa Russell. Join us today and each week as we talk to people from the LGBT plus community to share their stories, the good, the bad, and the inspirational. Sharing stories, making connections, saving lives. Hello, and welcome to Queer Voices. I'm Larissa Russell. My pronouns are she, her. And you are probably wondering, who is this old lady hosting a podcast for the LGBT plus youth? Well, let me share a bit of my story. In the 70s, before we had laws here in Canada, to protect the community, my mother came out as gay. We had to hide. I was so afraid of people finding out, and we could have been taken. So, you know, we couldn't have friends over, no sharing anything about our lives, and it was a really stressful time. By the time my brother was in grade 2, we knew he was gay, but he didn't come out until he was much older. Even in a gay family, he still had all the doubts and fears. And I won't share much of his story because it's his story to share. But it took me much longer to come out. I was in my early 40s by the time I came out, and I was so angry at my mom for so many reasons. By this point, she'd already passed, and I'd always sworn I would never be like my mom. So once I realized I had mother issues and not sexual identity issues, I could finally come out myself, and that's really changed my life. And throughout my life, I've had different issues around the community and what I started a support group many years ago of children of gay parents, and then just I've always been working in the community, and I think it's really important for us to share our stories. Life is a journey of exploring and figuring things out, and here in Queer Voices, we want to share those stories. So we want to help our youth or even people who are coming out later in life, right? And just let you know that you're not alone and that there are people who have struggled with similar issues and, you know, got through it. And just to share what we've done and how we've done it and let you know that you are not alone and that there are people out there who do care. So I'll list some facts below about the suicide rate in the LGBT plus community to give you some perspective as to why we need to do something to change the story. And we need all youth to know that they are accepted no matter who they are. And suicide attempts drop significantly with acceptance. And that's for all youth, regardless of what's going on in their life. But, you know, with the LGBT plus community having a suicide rate as much as 8 times higher as hetero youth, that's a real problem. So we need to do something. So each week I will be here interviewing some amazing people and just sharing their stories. And hopefully some of them will resonate with you. Feel free to comment or send messages. We'll also make sure to be adding some resources and things like that for help for anyone who needs it. And thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Queer Voices. Our goal with Queer Voices is to help our youth know that they're not alone. Our suicide rate for LGBT plus youth is as much as 8 times higher than hetero youth. This is not acceptable. When our youth find acceptance, this number drops significantly. Save a life today. Show your child or an LGBT youth in your life that you care. Make sure to subscribe and rate us on iTunes so we can help get the word out. Sharing stories, making connections, saving lives.